Hey, we have an amazing event coming up, the Expert Advantage Workshop Series, where every day for a week, starting on Monday, May 20th, it's myself and another expert coming on to present to you about various kinds of things to help you with your brand and your business. Our brand new experts in residence and pro are going to be there to co-host these workshops with me, and you're not going to want to miss it. You'll have a chance to ask all of them questions, and it's completely free to join. All you have to do is go to smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Wednesday, May 22nd, we're going to be talking trademarks, copyrights, how to know when to do it, what IP can you do it with, and the common pitfalls that most people fall into when it comes to intellectual property 101 with Yasmin Salman Hamdan. And you're not going to want to miss that on Wednesday, May 22nd. And then finally, to finish off the expert week, on Thursday, May 23rd, we're going to be talking with Pamela Slim about how to monetize and scale your IP and position it and package it in a way that is unlike anything you've really been taught before. Incredible value from Pamela and all of our experts on our Expert Advantage Week. And all you have to do to sign up and join and get all the links that you need is smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Again, one more time, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Join us on our Expert Advantage Workshop Series. You're not going to want to miss it. Again, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage.
AskPat.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Pat Flynn here, and welcome to episode 618 of Ask Pat. Thank you so much for joining me today. As always, I'm here to help you by answering your online business questions 5 days a week. We have a great question today from Charles, but before we get to his question, I do want to thank today's sponsor, which is ActiveCampaign. ActiveCampaign is an advanced email marketing automation, and sales CRM platform that features a simple and easy-to-use interface. You can visit activecampaign.com/askpat and see firsthand how an integrated automated marketing and sales platform can revolutionize your promotional efforts. You can sign up for free for a 14-day trial right now. No credit cards needed. There's no training fees. There's no contract, and pricing is accessible to any size business. So activecampaign.com/askpat. All right, now here's today's question from Charles.
Hello, Pat. My name's Charles. I live in Sugar Land, Texas. My question's related to buying websites. I currently have a website for my service-based business, and I did most all of it on my own. I've even created a separate niche site website that I'm still currently working on. Anyway, I would like to buy a website, maybe a couple websites, but what's stopping me is the transferring process. I'm unclear on how that works, transferring the files, transferring the domain name, if it's got affiliate marketing or AdSense, you know, transferring those things over as well. So I know some of the things are pretty basic, but I'm still a little unclear on the actual process, especially if the seller cannot assist in that part. Any help's appreciated. Keep up the good work, man.
Hey, what's up, Charles? Thank you so much for the question today. I really appreciate this. I've bought a couple websites in the past, and the transferring of stuff is always definitely the most intimidating part. The first thing I would recommend is that if you're purchasing websites, you definitely want to go through an escrow service. If you buy sites through something like, what is it called? Flippa.com, F-L-I-P-P-A.com. If you buy a website through there, they also have a third-party escrow company that they work with where you put the money that you pay for that website into that escrow service, which means that the person who's transferring everything over should get it to you first before that you can then release that. And what that third-party thing does, obviously, is just make sure that everybody's safe, and if there are any disputes, that money isn't just lost forever, which I've also heard many horror stories of people paying for websites and then not getting access to everything or not even getting the websites that they paid for at all, and the person just kind of runs away and you're lost. So that's not good. So Flippa.com is a great website for buying and flipping websites if you want to check that out. But if you go through just a private party, go through an escrow service just to make everybody feel safer. I think that's the best thing to do. Now, when it comes to transferring stuff over, that's always the hard part. A lot of times people will not know what to do, and you might have to walk them through the process. Where you could go is that hosting provider and see if they could offer any help too. There might also be some FAQs or other knowledge base type stuff that that particular web host that they are on might have to help you as the new owner, and that can also help you instruct that person on what to do next. A lot of times, sometimes it's the domain. Sometimes the domain and the host is on the same company. Sometimes they're on separate companies. If it's, again, for example, on GoDaddy, there's information on there that you can give to that person to give you a code, a special code that then you put into your account on GoDaddy, which then transfers over, and then that person has to accept that transfer. Again, it's a pretty intimidating process, but just take it one step at a time. And when it comes to other accounts that are involved, like affiliate marketing accounts, you're going to have to go to each of those different places where you have those affiliate relationships and just start a new one. That's essentially what you're going to have to do. So you reach out to them. You could even mention if you get a contact with somebody there at those companies, who that blogger or that person who's transferring that website over to you, they already have a relationship with them. Well, you're going to need to create that relationship and start fresh with a new affiliate link and all that stuff, and just make sure everything's just on the website is linked to through your account instead. Same thing for AdSense. You're going to have to create your own AdSense account, and you're going to have to put in your custom links there. Now, there are some strategies you can do. I think if you go into the back end or wherever your website code is, you might be able to just simply change the ID of the AdSense owner. That way you don't have to go in and just start from scratch, but you can just change the ID owner. That way the funds get transferred to your account and not them, or the clicks get reported into your AdSense account. So that's how I would go about it. It's like you said, these are basic things, but there's a lot involved, and you just want to make sure that you get all your bases covered. The one thing I would say, Charles, before you buy websites is that you do your due diligence on those websites and on the trends related to those niches, and just, you got to also ask yourself, well, why is this person selling this website? And you want to make sure that they're legit and the website's legit. Back in the day when I was buying websites, I really had to watch out with people who were just creating these websites from scratch and getting them ranking really high in 60 days in Google. So they're very attractive. They get a lot of traffic. But then, after the transfer, the SEO juice isn't there anymore because they linked those sites that were linking to that site to some other site that they wanted to sell. And then your rankings drop and you kind of just lose out on that money. So just be careful. Do your due diligence. But also use an escrow company for the money transfer just to keep everything safe and everybody happy. And in terms of transferring, again, just make sure you get everything into your own name. And you sign up for those affiliate programs. You sign up for your own AdSense account and just make sure everything's changed over. So, Charles, thank you so much for the question. I appreciate it. Wishing you the best of luck. And I want to send you an Ask Pat t-shirt for having your question featured here on the show. Thank you so much. And for everybody else out there listening, if you have a question that you'd like potentially featured here on the show, just head on over to askpat.com. You can ask right there on that page. And now to finish off, here's a quote, a great quote by Carl Pearson. And he says, and this is a short quote, but it's a powerful one. That which is measured improves. Cheers, take care, and I'll see you in the next episode of Ask Pat. Thanks. Hey there, thank you for listening to Ask Pat 2.0. Now, you might have noticed that we haven't published a new episode in a while, and that is because in 2023, after 1,269 episodes, we decided to sunset the show. For now, at least. In this way, we can focus our energy and efforts on our other podcasts and other projects. That being said, all 1,269 episodes are still live and downloadable, and the published dates may be old, but there are still a ton of questions I've answered on the show and people I've coached. Those episodes are just as valuable as they were back then. So you can also visit smartpassiveincome.com/askpat to dig through the archives. Plus, there's a search tool on the website that lets you search across our podcasts and blog. And of course, the Smart Passive Income podcast is still live and energetic and awesome and publishing twice a week. So make sure you're subscribed there so we can still continue this conversation. And we have some of the foremost experts and thought leaders in entrepreneurship on the show every single week. So you definitely don't want to miss it. Again, check it out. It's the Smart Passive Income podcast. Just find it wherever you're listening to this podcast. You can find it there as well. Thank you again for listening in, and I'll catch you in the next one. Cheers.